الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. صدق الله العلان العظيم. One aspect of namaz, postures of namaz, outward namaz that we should also try and correct is that when we go in sajda, then our fingers, our hands must be placed facing towards the qibla, and the fingers must be completely closed. We must, all the fingers must be facing towards qibla, and the thumb, the nail of the thumb should be in line with the lobe of the ear, and we should have it facing towards qibla. Sometimes we just leave our fingers open. This is one place where fingers must be completely closed. And also, what is very important, these muzakaras can be made over and over and over, but till we don't become conscious. On one occasion I told one brother, your fingers must remain open. He was surprised, my fingers remain open, but till today his fingers remain open. But we don't take it to mind that we have to watch ourselves. And or perhaps we don't think this to be. In Arabic kitabs it is that we must close our fingers. Urdu kitabs, the word khub is the khub milake, that we, in other words, properly keep them closed. So this is also one aspect of namaz, outward namaz, that we should keep in mind and correct our namazes. And as we explained yesterday, that what came to be known in our time of the eyes, that how a person's eyes can be controlled outside if we control it in namaz. Like that, every aspect of namaz has got an effect on our outward life. And our dunya's practical day-to-day life, namaz has got an effect. And the more we will correct our namaz, the more our lives will be corrected. And the more our dunya will be corrected, our akhirat will be corrected. Namaz is a very great gift from Allah Ta'ala, but we're not doing it properly, so we're not appreciating it. Like if somebody is given, your father gives you the latest model for some 4x4, but instead of using it for what it's meant, you make a foul run out of it. You keep fouls in there. You all know the value of that car, because you used it for a complete wrong. What Allah has given us in namaz, in salat, what a great ibadah. But it will, we will get the value of it when we will use it according to what it is, how it is supposed to be. So may Allah give us tawfiq. All the postures of namaz, that we keep them in mind and that we make our namazes. The outward is not so difficult. After that, the inward. Not after that, together with that we have to work on the inside. That is much more difficult than what the outside namaz is. And if we are really keen on our islah, etc., then we will take these things to notice and we will try and bring them into our lives. May Allah give us tawfiq. We were talking about the great value of the Quran Sharif, another very great gift of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And also, at least one time in a day, we should try and take out a few minutes whenever, when we wake up at that time, while we are still lying in bed, or at before sleeping at night, think that all the ni'mats which Allah has given us, and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And where there are worldly ni'mats, things, material things, think of the ni'mats of deen. Allah gave us Quran Sharif. What a kitab Allah has given us, a sifat of Allah Ta'ala. We can also, the Quran has got so many aspects, but one aspect of it is that it is not a creation of Allah Ta'ala, it is a sifat, a quality of Allah Ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. And all of us must be aware, to some extent or the other, what and what difficulties Hazrat Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi went through to maintain this one aspect, that the Quran is not the creation of Allah, it is the sifat of Allah. What difficulties they went through. So every aspect of the Quran Sharif has got such great value in it. And Allah Ta'ala revealed it during this month. The month also is so valuable, and the Quran Sharif is also so valuable. Two great ni'mats besides many others which Allah has given us in this month. Ni'mal Raqib wa Ni'mal Markab. The rider also, what a rider. And on what the conveyance also, what a conveyance. The month also, what a month, the month of Ramadan. And then the Quran Sharif, what a kitab. The ulama have written that all the previous kitabs that were revealed, they are all condensed and the message is in the Quran Sharif. And whatever is in the whole Quran Sharif is in Surah Fatiha. And whatever is in Surah Fatiha is in Bismillah. And what is in Bismillah is in the Ba. And the Ba becomes a Ba with that one dot under it. That is what makes it a Ba. If it has got two dots on top, it's a Ta. One dot at the bottom, it's a Ba. And that one dot signifies the indivisible thing. Though that dot can be still divided into many small parts, but it signifies that oneness of Allah. So this is what the Quran Sharif is supposed to take us to. From Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that all praise belongs only to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Ulama have written, there are four types of praises that there can be. But all that four praises also, it is only from Allah Ta'ala. And then whom Allah Ta'ala gives qualities of praise, and whom Allah Ta'ala bestows praise and people praise Him, that is also from Allah Ta'ala in reality. And what He's praised for is also only from Allah Ta'ala. It is no achievement of his own whatsoever. Whether it is dini achievements, what a person has, it's also from Allah Ta'ala. Or if it is dunya's things on which you praise a person, it is also only from Allah Ta'ala. Anyone's praises in essence is the praises of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that when somebody praises you, then the right person, first of all, just a little bit behind this, that praising everyone is not permissible. And not praising anyone is also not permissible. Both of them. To praise everyone, a person who is not worthy of praise, there is severe warnings in the hadith. And then also, if you are praising a person who deserves some praise, but yet his iman is not at that level that he takes it to be the praises of Allah. He takes it for himself that I am really like this, what the people are saying. One dua also we should regularly make. If anyone does praise us, first of all we should think it is just their goodness and their kindness that they are praising us. And if the thought does come that they are really praising us, then think that, oh Allah, all uluhiyat, all greatness, signs of being Allah, all that qualities are only in you. And me, I am a banda of yours. My existence is not of my own. So how can anything else be of my own? My coming in this world is not of my own. My leaving this world is not of my own. It is only from Allah Ta'ala. So whatever outward quality somebody is noticing, it is he who has got the good eyes. So Maulana Abrarul Haqsab Rahmatullah Ali used to say that take it that this person is actually praising Allah Ta'ala. He's not praising me, he's praising Allah Ta'ala. Or take it that he's making dua for me. Some good-natured people whose akhlaq is good, when they want to bring a good quality, like Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, when people were talking that he makes tahajjud the whole night, and at that time he was still not making. But just the talking of the people, they say, if the people are thinking of me like that, then I should make ibadah the whole night. And then he started making. So when people praise us, we must think that they are giving us a message. That you should be like this. That you should be like that. Actually, they are giving us a message. Also, one beautiful way to interpret that is that, like a person who has got green glasses, tinted green, he sees everything green. A person whose glasses are tinted blue, he sees everything blue. So it is actually that person's good qualities that he's seeing good in me. And me, myself, I must know myself that what I am. I know myself what my qualities are, whether it is within, even if I'm a namazi, but what's the quality of my namazis also? And what is the quality, any quality of mine? My sabr, I think I got good akhlaq. But just think, what is the relationship with my wife? And will she give me a certificate, a NOC, no objection certificate, that your akhlaq is good? Like that, the world is telling you, you got very good akhlaq. But ask your wife, do you think that I've got good akhlaq? And then see what you get. Ask your mother-in-law, ask especially the mother-in-law, that what she thinks, have I got good akhlaq or what? Anything else, we think that we are doing very good in any field, but there are so many that we are still in that field itself, we are neglecting. We should, anyone praise us, we should think that we are not worthy of that. Those qualities are not in us at all. The qualities are in the other person. And we should never take this for ourselves. Rashid is referring to one dua, which is, comes in the Hadith Sharif, that Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira. Oh Allah, make me in my own eyes small. Wa fi a'yuni nasi kabira. And in the eyes of the people, oh Allah, make me big. And that also, that not that I am big, but why people must think of me as big, as far as the benefit of deen is concerned. So, for example, if you don't think your ustad is somebody big, and you disrespect your ustad, there will be chaos. You won't benefit anything what you're learning from your ustad. So you have to think of him as big. The same way, your parents, even if they are not so people with such akhlaq or such qualities, but the dua is, they think of your parents as big. And then your parents, if there is, you have respect for your parents. We know in many homes today, when that respect is lost now, that the children frown on their parents. They give them dirty looks, and they even tell them openly sometimes very many bad things. So they won't benefit, the spiritual benefit from the parents won't come. Whether the parents have got qualities or not, that is a different thing. Like Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, the fourth point in Jamaat work is Ikram-e-Muslim. At the beginning was Ikram-e-Ulama, to respect the Ulama. Because there was a stage when people had no respect for the Ulama. And if you don't have respect for the Ulama, Maulana Nadeem Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to explain that the enemies of Islam, to cut the masses away from Islam, what did they do? They didn't tell them that Islam is bad, Quran is wrong, Hadith is wrong, because they are Muslim, will never accept that. What they told them? The Ulama are bad. And every Alim is a human being, everyone has got weaknesses. And when they pick on those weaknesses, now you cut yourself off from an alim, from ulama you cut yourself. And our only link with deen, there is no doubt about it, our only link with deen is the ulama. We might think our link with deen is the Quran Sharif. Who will teach us the correct Quran? Otherwise we'll get all wrong meanings of the Quran Sharif. One person was in Jamaat, traveling by plane, and next to him was a professor in Arabic, an Arab and professor in Arabic. When the food was served, a non-Muslim plane, as he opened it and he ate. Now this person who was in Jamaat was conscious of this, so he wanted to inform him, so he started a discussion, and then afterwards he brought it on this, that we just can't eat this, the meat, the food, everything which is not kosher, which is not halal. So he just said, "Kulu mimma dhukira smullahi alayh." That when you open the lid of it, then you just say Bismillah. And now you eat of it. But we know that is not the meaning. But if you just look at it, what is the ayat? Why don't you eat on that which Allah's name is taken? وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تَأْكُلُوا مِمَّا ذُكِّرَ اسْمُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ. What's wrong with you people? That you are not eating that on which Allah's name is taken. So you just open it, you say Bismillah, halal. So in that case, then even pork will become halal. Everything, you just take Allah's name and it becomes halal. So if you learn your deen without the ulama, this is what will happen. You can be a professor in Arabic also. You can be an Arab yourself also. But this is what will happen. You have to know, without the ulama, you'll never get there. And ulama are those people who learn the deen from practical deen. From their seniors, from their ustads. And this goes up all the time. One time we were in Jamaat in Gujarat, and with Maulana Ahmed Lat Sahib, Damat Barakatum, and there were Arabs, about 40 Arabs in the whole Dora of Gujarat. So one Arab I came close to, and he was the Amir of his town, but also an ordinary person, he was not an alim. So at one occasion he told me that how you people, India, Pakistan people, have understood hijab, parda. That is not the teaching of the Quran. You people have understood it wrongly. And he said that in that case, all the men one side, woman one side. Like any function, social gathering, a wedding, a walima, or anything like that, aqiqa. He said there is no fun in it. When all are mixed and all are talking and joking, then you have fun and pleasure. And then he immediately presented the ayat of the Quran to prove his point also. That, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ أَن تَأْكُلُوا جَمِيعًا أَوْ أَشْتَاتًا. There is no harm on you, no guna upon you, whether you eat together or you eat separately. So I was baffled. And until a person doesn't know the shan and nuzul, and you can't know the whole Quran, everything. So the next place we went, there was the Darul Ulum. I went to the Darul Ulum, the library, and I took Jalalain Sharif, and I checked. Then the shan and nuzul was that all the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam, all the awliya, were always the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, very, very hospitable. And one Sahabi there was, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who wouldn't eat without a guest. So life became very difficult for him. So on that one occasion he had no guest, so he wasn't eating. Then Allah revealed this ayat, that it's not for us that you must have a guest. But so much it was ingrained in them. In fact, on that I remember the instance of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who was also extremely hospitable. And on one occasion, he found a Parsi, a fire worshipper, the first people who worship the fire. He called him to eat with him, and he told him, eat in the name of Allah. So he became upset. He said, you want to buy my deen, my religion? I don't worship your Allah, I worship the fire. By one plate of food, you want to bribe me, and you want me to take the name of your Allah. And so then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah is feeding you, and you don't want to take his name. In that case, you better get up and go. He got up and went away. Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that, oh Ibrahim, I'm feeding him his whole life. And he does not even acknowledge me. He doesn't forget taking my name. He doesn't believe in me, in my existence. And still I feed him. Just see who our Allah is. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, go and call him back. So he went looking for him, begged him to come back. He said, just now you chased me away, and now you're begging me to come. He said, my Allah said that he's feeding you your whole life, and he doesn't have a problem with it. I can't give you one plate. On that he accepted Islam. So this here was a great quality. On that another one instance I read, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam once had guests, and then he had a chicken slaughtered. Allah Ta'ala told him, make ikram, honor the guest. So then he had a sheep or goat slaughtered. Allah told him again, honor your guest. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه. A person who has got iman on Allah and His Rasul, these are the teachings of the Quran Sharif. What a kitab we have got. What Dr. Mayat, just remind me to complete this also, he said that in our society, a Muslim culture, and which is unfortunately going much more less now, but at one time, anyone could visit any person anytime. He would be welcome as guest. I remember those days when the houses were small, and a family would come, they would insist they must stay over. There wasn't all the places. Today we tell them the hotel, which is the nearest hotel or something. Or we book the hotel ourselves and we don't stay at the home. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi Kandilvi, he said, I want to make this work of effort to this extent that there remains no money, no more any hotels. Eh? This was the case when at one time one family, oh, they are still there in Makkah Sharif. I'm going off so many points. Anyway, this family in Makkah Sharif, till today, the children, the grandchildren, great they were. They say, we remember our grandfather, great-grandfather. They should send their people to Jeddah. There was no Jeddah airport, Jeddah seaport. People should come by ship those days. And as the Hajis are coming, they should beg them that you come and stay at our house, you're our guest. Eh? Today that's out of the question. Hotels, we know what the how expensive they are. And they should make their ikram. And when they used to leave, give them gifts and that. And ask them forgiveness, we couldn't look after you people properly. That was how it was at one time. So anyway, so Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, he slaughtered a cow, a camel. Allah again said, make ikram. Now he's wondering, what must I do? Then he, not the workers, or his khadims, the slaves or anyone, but his own hands he served. Allah said, now you have done ikram. So how lot, where are we? We are very far from it. Just as Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, that I don't want, there mustn't be a single hotel anywhere. They must be home, the people must be brought home and they must be hosted at home. There mustn't be a single orphanage. The real orphanage is a Muslim's home. That is where what is an orphanage. Today, unfortunately, and circumstances, sometimes we also have to agree and say, yes, make an old age home. Whereas there should be no old age home. Every Muslim home. And there are those people. And mashallah, once when we were in Cape Town, we found those people's hearts are very big. And usually, to tell money is not a big issue, hearts are big. As money comes more, hearts become small. When we were there staying at the house, a nice size house, fair house, we were there as guests. The student was studying here at the madrasa. He invited us. Anyone else came, then their dog came. I asked, whose dog? He said, this dog also came. We kept the dog also. Everyone they keep. Whoever comes is kept also. Nobody is chased away. Even a dog comes, the dog also is kept. These are the qualities of the people. Once we were in Australia and we were invited by somebody. So we went, the person who took us, he said we must go early so that we are on time. We were about 15 minutes early. So he said we can't enter now. We were given this time, I think it was 8 o'clock at night, we can only enter at 8 o'clock. You can't go before time. And we are allowed to stay here. We were given that appointment just for tea. They invited us. But you have to leave by 8:30. You can't stay a minute longer. Only from this time to that time. This is not our Islamic way of life. But unfortunately, this has come, all this. Where were we? Ji, laysa alaykum junahun an ta'kulu jami'an. So there I saw that what the tafsir of it was, that this people here, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when he didn't have a guest and he wasn't eating, Allah revealed the ayat. Now what is the ayat and where they fitted it? Once we were travelling also in Saudi or somewhere, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, wherever, and the taxi driver had music on. So I told him to put it off. He asked why. I said, it's not permissible. He said, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't share, don't forget your share of enjoyment of dunya also. What is totally haram, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I came to break musical instruments. But they take the ayat to prove that it is your enjoyment of dunya. So Arabic also, so Quran, our only link with deen is through the ulama. And ulama e haq, the righteous ulama. That is our only link with deen. Otherwise, and so what the enemies did, they said the ulama have got faults in them. So the minute, and unfortunately we must not fall into this trap. That today the trap is it's set, and it's set very widely open to cut the messes from the ulama. Hazrat Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi of Medina Sharif, explains that the revolution that came in Russia, those were all Muslim lands, all those Samarkand, Bukhara, all those places were all Muslim lands. How did they bring about this revolution? And they brought socialism, communism there, socialism, communism. How did they bring it there? They explained to the masses that you people following these ulama, but the ulama are a liability for you. They are a burden for you. You have to pay them their wages. Then only they can live. You have to look after them, sort them out, pay them their wages, keep them. And if you don't pay them wages, they are out of job. They are a liability to you. And then what they lecture to you on Fridays and whenever, that interest is haram. They are keeping you away from money also. What interest, they explain what interest you can make, whereas the interest finishes up all your money. There is absolutely no barakat whatsoever. It's a destruction. They are the ones who are telling you your woman can't go out and work. They are curbing your income. And without them, you can do. They can't do without you. So they got the Muslim youth to kill the ulama. They didn't have to even get blood on their hands. They got the Muslim youth that these are people who are in our way, a stumbling block for us. Whereas the truth is, the only success which we hear from our Jamaat brothers every time is in deen. In Quran, following the commandments of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we see vividly, openly, what the condition of the Sahaba of the Arabs was before the advent of Islam in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. What was the condition of the Arabs? They were such antum that the rulers of over them told them, antum abidu abidina. You are the slaves of our slaves. You are not even fit that we can look after over you. We can rule you. Our slaves will rule over you. All you have to do is you pay your taxes and that. And they had a very miserable life. What a life they had. What gave them glory in the world. And anyone wants to see the glory, go and see now Makkah Sharif, how it's, what is, how it is. Go and see Medina Sharif now. And Allah has kept it like that. How alive it has kept. And what Allah has given to them. It was all on account of deen. As we were reading in the kitab, I think just 1-2 days ago, we heard that at one place where, I think Maulana Musa Patel read that, where the Muslims had conquered a place, and one Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Darda, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was sitting and crying. And they asked him, there is not a day to cry, there is a day to rejoice. He said that these people, when they left the laws of Allah, they were the rulers of the place, but they didn't rule according to the law of Allah. Today they have been overpowered and they have been put in prison. They have been slain. What and what has happened to them? So it is only al-izzatu lillahi wa li rasulihi wa lil mu'mineen. Izzat is only for Allah and for His Rasul and for the mu'mineen. What the munafiqeen said, we will take this man, na'uzubillah, who has got no respect, we will take him out of Medina. Izzat is for Allah. So how much of deen? And that deen we can only get from Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif we can only get from the ulama. Nobody else will give us that deen. One person, elderly person, he has passed away. He said that, masjids and madrasas, the old days, those masjids and madrasas, where the person is prepared to take that black book to go collect it and hear a million and one things from the people, that masjid runs properly. It carries on in madrasa. And that masjid, madrasa, where there is plenty of money, that masjid doesn't run properly. Because there everyone wants to become the president and the secretary and the treasurer. Because you don't have to do anything. And those people who got feeling of deen, and they will listen to all the people's comments and remarks, and they will go around like beggars for the sake of Allah, not for themselves, for the sake of deen. They are the ones who will keep the masjid running properly. And there nobody wants to become mutawalli, because no money in that in those accounts. They haven't got in those days bank account also. They haven't got anything. So like that, The ulama are those people who will sit and teach you free of charge also. Go and try and study at a university, see what are the exorbitant fees there. In a Darul Uloom, they are, till today, tuition fees they aren't. If there are fees, are boarding fees. Tuition fees, if there are, they are voluntary if you want to pay. But otherwise, the teaching is done free of charge. There is no payment for it. Only for your boarding, which is your own cost which is involved. You are living there, electricity, water, food, etc. For that you are paying. But for the tuition you don't pay. So those people who are prepared to sacrifice, who have got deen at heart, they will give you the proper deen. And where today you are paying for your tuition, you must know that there the deen won't be the proper thing. Now they are doing it for monetary gain. They are not doing it to give a service. And may Allah give us all tawfiq that we do our service of deen solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah will see to all our needs. And there is no doubt about it that Allah has seen till today deen has come, the true deen has come alive. Today there are various ways you have to pay so much to do online alim course. But you have to pay an exorbitant amount for that. And where can you become an alim online? The usual example I give for that some muftis do give permission that you can get married over the phone. Other muftis don't give permission, it's not permissible. It is possible that some muftis will give permission that you can get married online also. That the witnesses are there and everything. Today payments are made online. You use your credit card, you make payments, you do an ETF, you transfer funds, etc. All that can be done. Maybe they give permission for marriage also, that you can get married online. And all the muftis can also give a fatwa that you can get married online, but you'll never get a baby online. That you're just online that you get a baby, for that you are married with one woman, with four women, but you can't get one baby online. So just like that, that also requires sohbat. And here also sohbat of the ulama. Then you will get what deen is and what the true deen. Anyway, Quran Sharif is this great kitab which is our link to Allah Ta'ala. And our link to Quran Sharif will teach us alif, ba, ta, ta. We had recently some Arabs, Yemenis who came and they wanted to study here. So when before that we do try and screen as much as we can. And we ask if they can read Quran Sharif. They say they know Surah Amma off the heart already. So we took it for granted they can read Quran Sharif. When they came here, they only knew para am off the heart, no doubt. But they can't read alif ba in the Quran, if they don't know. They can't read. And unfortunately, very sadly, that's the case of the vast majority of Arabs. That Arabic, the Quran Sharif Arabic, they can't read. They only, what they know off the heart, they know. But like that, they can't read. So then we had a problem now, because we don't cater for that to read takhti and that. And all that, who will teach you that? Who will sit and teach you takhti? Who will teach you the hibs ustads who sit? And from early morning they sit, in winter before fajr they are sitting. And they are teaching the whole day. These sacrifices, those who have got deen at heart, they will make these sacrifices. And the Muslims who have got deen at heart, they will make these sacrifices. So anyway, this Quran Sharif, and as Maulana Ridwan read in the kitab now, that on the day of Qiyamah, the parents will be given a crown that will outshine the sun if it was in your house. Then what will the children be given? And there is absolutely no doubt that those homes where Quran Sharif is being recited, they are shining out. And those houses where there is no Quran Sharif, those are houses are dark, which is a clear mazmoon subject matter of the hadith, that heart that has got nothing of Quran in it is like a deserted house. Just the house is dilapidated, breaking down, nobody is there to maintain it, to look after it, to clean it. That's the condition of a heart that hasn't got Quran Sharif. And Quran Sharif, the more we have, and mashallah, those huffaz who have got Quran, and not only inside, but they are reading it all the time, reading it in tahajjud, mubarak, mashallah. And especially now in the month of Ramadan, how much Quran Sharif is being read. Whether it is in the Haramain Sharifain, whether it is the imams who are making qiyam al-layl, or people making their own reading on their own, how much of, and throughout the world, how much Quran Sharif is being recited. May Allah accept it. May Allah increase us all in the recitation of the Quran Sharif and realize the great value of the Quran Sharif. So there are two sides of the coin. One side, all coins got two sides, the note also, the coin also. If it's only printed on one side, it won't be accepted. So where the virtues are so great also of the Quran Sharif. And no doubt, Allahu Akbar, Quran Sharif, oh, what a beautiful interpretation one person has given. Imam Shafi'i, Rahmatullah Ali, said that if a person has read Quran Sharif and he takes qasam, I spoke to Allah, He won't have to break, his custom is not broken. We have spoken to Allah Ta'ala. And when a person reads Quran Sharif, Maulana Musa Al-Orgat put it very beautifully. He says, if you want to speak to Allah Ta'ala, then make tahajjud namaz. And if you want Allah to speak to you, read Quran Sharif. Because Quran, Allah is speaking to you. He is giving you his blessing. So how much you are reading Quran Sharif, and when you are making tahajjud and make du'as, you are speaking to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made himself so easily accessible. And during these nights when we do get up for sehri, just a few minutes earlier, and at least minimum 2 rakats, 4 rakats we can make of tahajjud. Whatever surahs we know we can read, but we can make that connection with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq. And may Allah in His kindness bless us with that sweetness of talking with Allah Ta'ala. And having a relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Those who are doing it are reading so many paras in during the day, during the night, in Taraweeh, in Nafil Namaz. Acha, this is also one riwayat of B.H.T. Zewar, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that a person who makes nafal namaz in Ramadan, we all should try and make minimum ishraq chash. If we can't make it on its time, a bit later, but we should make it. Or wabin, tahajjud we should make. Tahajjud also is not difficult. Nafil, after the faras, 2 sunnats we all read. If we make 2 rakats then, and we make 2 rakats after Taraweeh, so 4 rakats we have made, and we get up tahajjud time, we make another 4 rakats, 8 rakats of tahajjud, which was the common practice of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Easily we can manage. So the virtues of it is written in Behishti Zewar, that a person who makes nafil namaz during the day or night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala gives him a palace in Jannat which has got 60 golden doors. And each door is studded with red sapphire rubies. And each door opens into another palace again. That one palace has got 60 doors, golden doors. And each door opens into another palace by the nafils of Ramadan. So what to say about to read Quran Sharif is so superior to keep our rozas off. And also it comes in Behishti Zewar on the day of Qiyamah, when people will be very busy giving hisab, kitab, accountability, and Allah, and interrogation is not a simple thing. You just interrogate your friend on something, and you start perspiring already. You start sweating already. And if the intelligence have to interrogate you, or at customs, immigration, they have to start interrogating you. And if they have to take you into an interrogating room, and they interrogate you, people who have gone, Allah save us all. But the interrogation is going to happen in the qabr. But that also, Allah for the shuhada, He saves them. The people who die on Friday, may Allah make us of those, bless all of us, the whole ummah, that we get saved. There are those people on the day of Qiyamah, Allahu Akbar, what interrogation will take place. One person, a king, he was on his deathbed, and he told that half my kingdom, he asked his children, will you people listen to me what I say? They say, whole life we were listening. We will listen whatever, now you're on your deathbed. So he said that my kingdom when I die, I want you to split it 2 halves. They said, we'll do that. What must we do? Half you must share amongst yourself. And it was a big amount. That way they were happy. The other half, a person who's prepared to sleep with me in the qabr, in the grave the first night, that must be given to the other person. So who was prepared? We are frightened for the qabristan, to go to the graveyard in the day we frightened. At night we are even more frightened. People who got allotted their houses near the graveyard sold their houses at cheap prices. They don't want to stay near the Qabristan. We are frightened of imaginary things like ghosts and spooks and things like that. There aren't all these things, but people are frightened. And to sleep in the Qabr, this is just a story. But the parable is very important, the lesson from it. So anyway, one grass cutter who only had a sickle, the handle and the blade, and one string he had. He should cut grass, fast tie it up and come sell it in the town, and with that he should get sufficient money to buy two rotis for the day. And that was his food. Wherever he found place, he slept down by pavement at the doorstep of somebody, wherever he slept. And he was fast. He said, this is my time to become a multi more rich than the children, king's children. Because they're going to share the half and the half. And he's going to get a full half. So this is my time, I'm ready. So they said, you understand what it entails? He said, yes, I understand. Sleeping the first night in the Qabr. They said, okay. So the king passed away. They buried him with. I told you, it's just a story. But the lesson is very important. So when Munkar Nakir came, the two farishtas, angels who come in question in the Qabr, they say, we usually get one customer. Today we got two customers. Now who do we start with? They made mashura. They say the one who is dead, he won't go anywhere. He's going to stay here. But the one who is alive, he is the one that will escape. He can escape. So let's start with him. One of the questions, which will be on Qiyamah Day, what did you have in this world? So they ask, what did you have? And every person says, I've got nothing. Because we are looking at the person who got more. The person who got 10 houses, and I hardly got my own one house. Though it's my house, I'm renting the house, or I bought it, it's my house. But we say, I got nothing. That man has got something. I got one phone, that person has got 10 phones. I got one car, he's got 10 cars. I hardly got a bicycle, not even a wheelbarrow. He's got 3-4 cars, that person he's got. So he said, now interrogation, that I wanted to show. No, think, you must have had something after long, now he's sweating. And then he remembered, I had the sickle and the string. So they said, okay, leave the string alone, that will come to afterwards. The sickle has got two parts, the handle and the blade. Leave the blade alone, that will also come to afterwards. This handle, where did you get that from? Now where could he remember? Now he started sweating, perspiring, he doesn't know how to. Then he remembered some 30 years ago, he was walking through the fell jungle, and there he broke a branch from the tree, and he made a handle out of it. Whose land was it? Did you have permission to break that branch? Now he's sweating, that whose land was it? Where did I have permission? In order to make the handle, you must have used some tools, whatever primitive tools of those days, stones or whatever you had used to make it into a handle, you must have used. Where did you get that? Or just one on the question, on the handle, already morning came. And those people started digging the grave to take him out, that now, and they had red carpet thrown out for him. That now he's going to be the king, the richest man, he's going to own half the kingdom. So he said, Nay Reba, I don't want all this. The half the kingdom, I couldn't answer for one handle. And the half the kingdom, today it's nice for us to enjoy it and laugh, but in the Qabr, there's going to be Qiyamah Day, nobody's legs will move from there. Forget your own sweat when you have to answer questions to somebody. The day will be, the sun will be just below. So on that day, I was explaining, that day when people will be in this interrogation and that, they will ask Allah Ta'ala, who are those people sitting in the shade of the arsh of Allah and the sirhan laid out for them. And they are enjoying wonderful food and the air conditioner of Allah with no side effects and no bad effects or anything. Under the shade of the throne of Allah, and they have got the sirhan and what food they have got. And we are here in Hisab Kitab, hot, and the questioning is so hot. The day is so hot. Allah in His Jalal on that day. Oh, who are those people? Allah will say, these are those people who kept roza, who fasted of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who fasted for Allah's sake. And you people didn't fast. They just without excuse missing their rozas, and how many people they are like that. While we are here in i'tikaf also, or we are here besides anything else, we should make dua for all of mankind and for all of jinn, that Allah gives us all hidayat. Jamaat is working, and they are going to where and where they are working, and lot changes are coming. If we are here, but at least dua we can make, and our duas can reach. As we explained yesterday, I think, Hazrat Ji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in Ramzan between Asr and Maghrib, standing, and Hazrat was of advanced age, not easy to stand long. Standing and making dua for one country, for every problem of that country. Like that, Allah has given us the weapon and the power of dua. One friend of mine, my brother-in-law, Maulana Abbas Zubair Ali, many times people ask that, what can we bring for you from Umrah, from Makkah Sharif, wherever they go. So he says, only duas. He says, for dua, no customs will trouble you also. When you go through the scanner, nobody can scan the duas also. And with duas you can do, you can turn the world around. And this is the month also, and why I am here, we are here, to learn to make dua. How to turn to Allah. Now at least when we feel little hungry this time, and we are used to having our breakfast, that time we feel a little hungry. When we are used to having our lunch, we feel a little hungry. Now we feel. Think of those we know, this dhakhan is late. Can eat as much khajur and badam and whatever is there. After that, supper will be served. What about those people who got no idea where the food is going to come from? Whether it is here locally around us, whether it is in Syria, as we explained, that one person who was a top CA, chartered accountant or something, very high position. Today, these people who are pushing those trolleys and picking up this, plastic bags for recycling, all the recycling things, today he's doing that job. Just in order to get a little bit, he can buy something, some potatoes or something, and they can boil it and they can eat it. There are how many people, and to a person who was poor his whole life, he doesn't feel that pangs of he's used to it. But a person who was wealthy and having everything on the plate, people who had how many bank accounts, and people who handled how many people's bank accounts, and what they were doing. And today, so we should appreciate from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. So anyway, tomorrow if Allah wishes, this is the great blessing of the Quran, that is the one side of the coin, what the Quran in Ramzan gives us. On the other side, our responsibilities and our duties, everything. If you're a sweeper in a big company, your job is small, your responsibility is almost null, and your pay is also very little. But if you're the director of the company, your pay is big, but your responsibility is also big. If that sweeper makes a mistake, some small little thing will go wrong. Director make a mistake, the whole business can go down. They can become insolvent if he makes a mistake. So together with Quran being such a great kitab and so many virtues, responsibility of Quran is also just as great. Let us try and take these lessons we spoke about namaz, make our namazes in order, then we will benefit. And then we spoke about tawbah. One brother asked me, if sometimes we remember, we'll go in that detail. Tawbah is so important, but the correct perspective of tawbah. You don't have to become so despondent also, and you don't have to become lose hope also. But tawbah also must be there. Then Quran Sharif, what are the great gifts? When we make shukr to Allah, you gave us dua, direct connection to you. You gave us namaz, direct connection with you. You made namaz farz on us. In a clean place, Allah commanded so many places that keep the masjids clean and tidy. Or you gave us namaz. All these things, you gave us Quran Sharif, connection with Allah. Taraweeh, what beautiful Quran Sharif. We can't read properly, at least listen to a proper Quran. Be here instead of sitting at home on our couches or whatever. How beautiful. You gave us sajda. What a gift. How many people have not one sajda in their whole lives? Shaitan didn't make one sajda, he was thrown out. And Allah in Ramzan, he gave us 40 extra sajdas. Why would you want to settle with 16 sajdas only? Only make 8 rakats and run away. No, Allah wants to make love with you, and the dearest love is in sajda. And He says, Ramzan, I want to make more love with you. 40 sajdas you must make. Hey, your beloved, and you don't want to make love with your beloved. Your beloved wants to make love to you. The lover makes love with his beloved. The beloved wants to make love with you. He gave us 40 sajdas here to listen to Quran Sharif. May Allah let us appreciate these great favors of Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhirul.